What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to Magic for English. I'm Daniel. In this episode, we're going to learn how to ask for directions in English, step by step. And don't worry, I speak slowly to make sure you understand every single word. In this video, first, you'll listen to a simple story that uses 15 important asking for directions words. Second, we'll review the vocabulary. Third, we'll practice the words with simple questions. And finally, you'll hear a real conversation where someone asks for directions using the same words. Are you ready? Let's begin. Part 1. Story. Now listen to the story carefully. Yesterday, I was visiting a new city, and I wanted to find a small Italian restaurant for lunch. First, I opened my map to check where I was. I saw that I was standing on Pine Street, but the restaurant wasn't on this street. I walked to the corner. According to my map, the restaurant was one block away, but I wasn't sure which way to go. At the next intersection, I saw a traffic light. While I waited for the light to change, I saw a crosswalk where people could cross safely. When the light turned green, I walked straight ahead. Behind me, there was a bus stop. Next to the bus stop, there was a flower shop. Across from the flower shop, I saw a small park. I stopped near a tree in the park. The restaurant was not far, but I couldn't see it yet. I asked a friendly woman for help. She pointed to a large sign that said Bella's Italian Kitchen and gave me clear directions. Go straight for 2 minutes and you'll see it on your left. I followed her directions and soon found the restaurant. The pasta was delicious and it was the perfect ending to my little city tour. If you want to hear what happened after I arrived inside, go back to our previous episode. That's where I taught you how to order food at a restaurant step by step. Part 2. Review the vocabulary. Now let's review the vocabulary with easy meanings. 1. Map. A picture that shows streets, places, or areas. 2. Street. A road in a town or city. 3. Corner. The point where two streets come together. 4. Block. The space between two streets. 5. Intersection. Where two or more roads cross. 6. Traffic light. Red, yellow, and green lights that control cars. 7. Crosswalk. A place where people can walk from one side to the other side of the street. 8. Straight. To go forward, not turn. 9. Behind. at the back of something. 10, next to. Very close to something. 11, across from. On the other side of the street. 12, near. Close, not far away. 13, far. A long distance. 14, sign. Something that gives information or directions. 15, directions. Words that tell you how to go somewhere. Part 3. Practice questions. Now let's practice. I'll ask a simple question. You answer with the vocabulary that you have learned. Ready? Here's the first one. What do you look at to see streets and places? Map. Yes. A map helps you know where you are. Next one. What is a road in a city called? Street. That's right. Streets are where cars and people move. Try this one. What do you call the place where two streets come together? Corner. Well done. A corner is where two streets come together. How about this? What is the space between two streets? Block. Good job. A block is the distance between two streets. Let's keep going. Where do two or more roads cross? Intersection. Exactly. An intersection is where streets cross each other. Here's another one. What controls cars with red, yellow, and green lights? Traffic light. That's correct. It helps people cross safely. Now try this. Where can people walk across the street? Crosswalk. Nicely done. A crosswalk is for pedestrians. Almost there. What means to go forward without turning? Straight. Yes. Walking straight means going forward. Let's go on. What means at the back of something? Behind. Right again. Behind means at the back. What about this one? What means very close to something? Next to. Great. Next to means beside. We're doing great. What means on the other side of the street? Across from. Perfect. Across from means directly opposite. Try this one. What means close, not far away? Near. That's right. Near means not far. Let's keep going. What means a long distance away? Far. Exactly. Far is the opposite of near. We're almost done. What gives information or directions, usually on a board? Sign. You got it. A sign shows helpful information. Last one. What are words that tell you how to go somewhere? Directions. Excellent. Directions guide you to your destination. Great work. You answered all the questions. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Part 4. Real conversation. You are walking down a busy street, looking at the map on your phone. You can't find the restaurant, so you walk up to a friendly local to ask for help.
Hi, excuse me. Can you help me find a restaurant?
Sure. Which one are you looking for?
Bella's Italian Kitchen. I think it's close, but I'm not sure which way to go.
No problem. You're on Oak Street now. Go to the next corner and turn left. It's one block away.
Okay, so left at the corner and one block?
Yes. You'll come to an intersection with a traffic light. Cross at the crosswalk, then keep walking straight. The restaurant is next to a bakery, across from a small park.
Got it. Is it far?
No, it's not far at all. Look for a big sign that says Bella's Italian Kitchen.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the directions.
You're welcome. Enjoy your meal.
That's it for today's episode of Magic for English. Now you know 15 useful words for asking for directions in English. Keep practicing, keep listening, and keep speaking. You're doing great. In the next video, we'll talk about taking the bus. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the episode. I'm Daniel, and thanks for joining me.